Farmers have big concerns about the new farm bill. Hello and welcome everyone to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Congressional hearings for the new farm bill start in just a few weeks, and a big debate will be about the farm safety net. American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller has more.
When it comes to a new farm bill, farmers say three different safety net programs are not better than one.
We have great concerns about the idea that there are really three separate types of programs. There's a shallow loss program, there's a higher target price program, and then there's stacks for cotton. I just don't think there's an economist in the country that is good enough at this that they can make sure that we're getting equity between three types of programs. And if we don't, then we'll have farmers out there producing for the government again and the signals that the government sends rather than producing for the marketplace.
American Farm Bureau Farm Policy Specialist Mary Kay Thatcher says one problem is that the target price for the farm commodity safety net are set too high. That's a big deal because when commodity prices fall below the assigned level, the government steps in with financial help.
If you set a target price too high, then you send a signal to a farmer that the safety net is so great, they ought to rush towards producing that commodity instead of stay with what market signals say. And that's a problem because you really don't want the government setting those prices. We believe the target prices were set too high. For the most part, if they had been in existence the last 10 years, they would have triggered 6 or 7 or sometimes 9 years out of 10.
That would have triggered the government to pay out more money. Thatcher says a one-size-fits-all program would work better.
We also believe that if they would target towards some kind of a deep revenue loss rather than a shallow loss, that that makes a lot more sense. And it's a program that can be provided not just to corn, wheat, soybeans, cotton, rice, but also to producers of fruits and vegetables. So it sort of levels the playing field amongst different products.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Still a lot of questions and concerns over a new farm bill that will guide American farm policy over the next 5 years. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.